Eliphaz ben Esau came after him and took everything he had. So Yaakov was Maharer. And he said, Yeshulam Ali says, Aina Elaharim Miyayin Yovi Yezri. So Eliezer, Bashas, he went to bring Rivka. It says, Vayichach Evet Asar Gmalim. And I don't have one nose ring, I don't have a bracelet. Then he changed his mind and he said, what? He said, I'm going to give up hope for my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholem. I'm not giving up hope for my Creator. Ezri Meyim Hashem Oysis Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Pashtas, the Kavanah of the Medrash is that Eliphaz took everything from him. He had nothing left. He had no silver, nothing. And his matzah was very dochuk and gashmias. And Afal Pi Kein, he gave himself encouragement and he said, Ezri Meyim Hashem Oysis Shemayim Ba'aretz. But the Sefer Mehashi Loyach from Rav HaKadosh Martchi Yosef of Ishbitz, Zchusa Yogin Oleinu, he says that Yaakov Avinu felt distress from a ruchniyistic point of view. We can imagine what Yaakov Avinu must have felt like. He left Be'er Sheva. He literally lived in a Gan Eden. He lived with Yitzchok and Rivka. They were rich. They had avodim. He was closed off in the Beis Medrash. Sat in one Torah b'Menuchas HaNefesh, didn't have a daiga in the world, b'nyonei olam hazeh, oisik in avoda. All of a sudden, he has to leave. Vayetze Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say Be'er Sheva from the word soiva. There was plenty there. Vayele Chorona, he went to a place of Charonaf, went to a place where things were empty for him, and he had to contend with nothingness over there. So you can imagine that in Ruchnius he was very tzibrachim. And then he said, Vos, I'm going to give up hope for my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ezri Meyim Hashem Oysis Shemayim Ba'aretz, he's going to help me in my Ruchnius as well. On this derech, his Talmud, Meir Shiloh's Talmud, Rav Leib Eger, Zechitzadi V'Kodesh L'Bracha, he touches it into the psukim. It says, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva, he was taket tzibrachim. Over Vayivga Bamokim, he encountered Bamokim. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hamokim. Why is he called Hamokim? Because he's everywhere, and he's also the source of Kiyum of every place in the world. So Vayivga Bamokim, in this place where I am right now, I can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Chofetz Chaim says a similar thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu was by Har Sinai, Hamokim Asher Atayim Et Aleha, the place where you are right now, Agnes Kodesh. So Vayiv Gabamokin, in this place, in this matzav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me, regardless of what the circumstances are, this is a place where I could steig, where I could grow, where I can make the most of it. Vayolan Shom, it's like somebody that plants himself in a place that I'm not moving from over here until you answer me. And he zoz mikan. Vayolan Shom. And with what kayach was he able to do this? Kivor Hashem. She realized that the sun goes down and the sun comes up again. It's only a temporary thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you into Nisayin, it's like the sun that goes up and down. It's temporary darkness. Then on that Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu Tikin Arvis, that when the sun goes down, you daven, don't give up hope, and daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to change your matzah back again. That's the way he tightens up the pasuk. Meshachachma says a very nice pshat. Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazev anoichi lo yodati. Zok the Meshachachma. It says in Parshas Va'era, Va'era Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem lo yodati lahem. So Rashi says over there, I never appeared to them in the form of my emes dekait. The Shem Shakai is always the name when I promised, but I didn't yet fulfill. The Shem Yudkei Vavkei is the name when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Klal Yisrael in the full form that says, Ani Hashem Neman L'Kabal, you know, to pay back schar, whether it's for good, whether it's not for good. The name Yudkei Vavkei represents Hashem in his full form when he fulfills a promise. Kel Shakai is only when he comes in the form of a promise. So that's why in the entire Sefer Bereishis, you're not going to find Ani Hashem, Yudke Bovke. It's all Elikim, Kel Shakai, because Hashem did not appear to the Yavas HaKadoshim in the name of Yudke Bovke. after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and already Gerias Arach was Mekuyim, and Hashem was fulfilling it, so then it says over there, the Shem Havaya. But in Sefer Bereishis, generally, you don't find that. You find in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Ani Hashem, Asher Hoitzeisicha, but immediately Avraham Avinu said, Bama Eida, so then it was Nigzer on them, Golus Mitzrayim, and then from then on, you find Elikim, you don't find any more the Shem Hashem. Avraham Avinu never gave over the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei to Yitzchak. It wasn't Negeya. Hashem did not appear in the form of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Yitzchak never gave it over to Yaakov. But over here, and that's why the brachas, Yitin L'chol L'kim, Mital HaShemayim U'mishmanei Ha'aretz, you don't find the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei mentioned. Or Keil Shaka Yivarach Ha'ischa, Yud Kei Vav Kei is not mentioned. But over here, Yaakov Avinu, he has the dream over here. Ani Hashem Elokei, it mentions the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So now Yaakov Avinu said, Achein Yesh Hashem Bamakim Hazeh. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Anoich Lo Yodati, I never knew that. What I heard from Yitzchak, my father, that he was Mekabel, Kel Shaka, Yelikim, but I never knew that this Hanhoge is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the answer is that Yaakov Avinu represents Klal Yisrael for the future. And Hashem was being maftiach him that in the future, you're going into Golos now, Abizos, the Vissen Zayin, the Rissa Chigili, and eventually I will appear in the form of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemer, Emhi Elokim Imodi, Ushmarani Baderach Hazer Sharnoich Heilech, V'nosan Lilechem Leachoy Levegat Ulbosh, Shafti b'shalom b'esavi, v'hoi Hashem li l'ikim. And then, v'evena b'zois yem atzeva, v'chol asher titen li asar asmenu lach. So, on the words of Nosan li lechem lecha, l'vegit l'ilbeis, the belt asks a question, why did it have to say lechem lechel, and beget l'ilbeis? If it's lechem, of course it's to eat. If it's beget, it's of course to wear. There's numerous truths that are said, but you do the Chofetz Chaim said that Yaakov Avinu wanted lechem for regular sustenance and nothing more than that. Not to be mal taivaisa, not to make a whole avodah zara out of it, with Italian cuisine and French cuisine and the latest recipes, medal things, which is mamish, fills all of the Jewish publications, recipe after recipe. Lechem lechol. Welcome to eat mizehu. Same thing with beged lilbeish. Not to make an avodah zarah out of the latest styles, and not to make a whole religion out of it. No, beged lilbeish mizehu, the bare minimum. So I heard a very nice thing in the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, when it says lechem leechol, it says leechol choser without a vav. And lilbeish, it also says it without a vav, choser. When it says v'shafti b'sholem al v'isavi, it says sholem moli with a vav. What's pshat? When it came to the gashmi, is the kinyonim lechem leachol chaser, the bare minimum. That's good. Beged lilbeish, the bare minimum. V'shafti b'sholem, Rashi says sholem and achet. That already, it should be full. You should guard me from any chet legamri. Well, I once heard that mamish, it fits in beautifully with the vort of the Chofetz Chaim. Now on this. There's Machlokes Rashi and the other Mefarshim. Rashi learns that this was a tonight that he made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emil and Kimi Modi, and Shmarani Vaderech Hazeh, and so on, Bishakti Bisholem, Veho Evan. So then, if he does this for me, so then this Evan will be a Matseva, and everything he gives me, Asar Asran. Look, he made a tonight in the Nether. The other Rishonim, the Bali HaTaisis, say, no, him, you find. Is used in Kesef Talva Esami, or in other places you find in Kofer Yushas Olav. The word Im is used even if it's not an if, even if it's not a suffix or a tanai. So Avir doesn't mean that. Im is, Ilvane happened, doesn't mean B'Torah is tanai. So you have to understand Rashi, what's that going to pshat that Yaakov Avinu made it tanai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. Right, pastors, the Mufra Sheba Ovish should do something like that. By Avraham Avinu, you find that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about the Besura of Eretz Yisrael, the Besura of the Zera, right away, by even Shem Mizbech, Hashem Hanirei Love. Right away, and Rashi says, Al Besura Zera, Al Besura Zeretz, right away he built the Mizbech. No conditions, no strings attached. And Yaakov Avinu over here makes a Tanai, like, what's the Pshat? He's the Mufresh Abavitz. So I saw that Simcha Zisel Broide, the governor of Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the Sefer Son Derech, he brings down the Ramban over here. And the Ramban says that this Tanai was not a Tanai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doubting, Yaakov Avinu was doubting whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim to Tanai or not. Chas v'shalom. What was the Pshat over here? Yaakov Avinu was doubting himself. If he would make a neder stamazai, see, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to give him such, he's going to give him such, of a Shema Yigrei Machet, we know the Yaakov Avinu was always worried, Shema Yigrei Machet, and he was worried he won't be able to be Mekayim the neder, he'll be Yoram by Yachal Devarai. So that's why he made it tonight. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka fulfills and he brings me Sholem in Achet, so then it won't be Goyim the Chet, and then I'll be able to have Taka. All of those things, I'll be able to be Mekayim the neder. But it's not Chas v'Sholem, the Yaakov Avinu was making a tie with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to make sure Hashem does what he says. He made a tie with him. Chas v'Chalila. Right, what?
Like a neder of Seruzin.
Yeah, right. But in a little bit of a different way, but it really boils down to the same thing. He was scared, Shema Yigrem HaChet. And that is Takafayim by Avraham Avinu. Very interesting thing. It says, in Parshat Chayisorah, Vayikach Asorah Gemalim Yigmalei Adainav. So Rashi says over there, they were nicker from all the other Gemalim because they were Zmumim. Their mouths were muzzled, so they shouldn't be in a henner from the gezel. So the Medrash asks a question. He says, Avraham Avinu was less of a madrega than Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Pinchas Ben Yoyer says, Behemtin shall tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takola al yodon. And so his behemoth is yeh, and Avraham Avinu's behemoth would eat mena gezel, was pshat. Medrash blahish by Akashi, many terutzim. So Simcha Zisel Broide says that Avraham Avinu did it because he was afraid Shema Yigrei Machet. His animals are on the Madrega like that, Kozman, he maintained a certain Madrega. Because of Avraham Avinu's Yira of Shema Yigrei Machet, he was afraid that maybe at any moment he could lose his Madrega. And well, they're going to lose their Madrega. Hashem, if he said he kept them as Mumma. This is the Teretz that Simcha Zisel Broide wants to give his other rabbi, Yaakov Avinu, fit in exactly with the Yira that Avraham Avinu had. Vayhi kasher ro Yaakov es Rachel. He's waiting there by the well, and the Royim, they're all waiting to be able to roll off the stone. Vayhi kasher Yaakov v'yigalas ha'evan me'al pi ha've'er. So Rashi says, ke'odom shemavir es ha'pkak me'al pi ha'tzluchas. Someone pulls a cork out of a bottle. To teach you his koyach was great. Here you have the royim, the whole bunch of them. They're waiting for everybody to get together and to roll off the stone. And Yaakov Avinu just takes it off easily. So gevaldig gevura. So Shimon Schwab asks a question over here. L'chayra. Yaakov Avinu just sat and learned for 14 years without going to sleep. You know the Torah Matesh is koyach shalodom. Torah is called Sushia. Because Torah Matesh is Koicha Shalom. So what's the Pshat? He had such Gvur, it's Keneged, the general cloud that we know the Torah weakens a person. And a second thing, you find out the Rabbah, that they were G'dayli Ador, that were Gibbara Matsunim. Dabin HaMelech, Ben Yov Ben Yehoyada, Shehika Sahari B'yayim HaSholeg, Yoyov, Avner, Ben Ner, these are Gibbayim Matsunim. Whatever happened to the cloud of Torah Matesh is Koicha Shalodom. So Shimon Schwab says that Torah Matesh is Koicha Shalodom, Taki B'derech Klal, that is the way it is. But in the olden days, where people reached such a Madrega in Torah, and the Torah removes all physical Koichas and the Eitzahara that it drives, but a person does not remain a vacuum, it fills him with a different kind of a gvur that's even greater. And then, it's mamish, his outside is mamish like his inside. When a person reaches a madrega of perfection in Torah, so there's no steer between his outside and his inside. The outer gvura represents the inner gvura within himself. So Torah matesh l'kaycha shalom mustakit, even by great people, Torah weakens them. Right, but there comes a madrega where a person reaches such a madrega of gvura and taira, and so that if the regular physical gvura leaves, but it's filled up, there's not no vacuum within the person. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be perfect. That the inside is like the outside, which we find by the Eitzim, Tama Eitz Kitam HaPri. That's the way an Adam was meant to be. So if Hitaka reaches that Madrega of perfection in Torah, the Gvura of inside is shown on the outside as well. That's the pshat by these Gibayrim, and that's the Madrega that Yaakov Avinu reached over here. Hitaka sat and learned, Yom Valayla, he plugged himself, but he was gebenched with their inner Gvura, where it was Mamish Teichei Kibarei. He says, that's why Rosh Schwab says, a Balmum is possible to do the Avayda. What's that? I mean, since when is the Torah Makban HaChitzoni is the Kinyonim? Because the Makam HaMikdash is supposed to be a place of perfection. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Bria to be in a state of perfection is the inside is exactly like the outside. So if the outside, there's some imperfection, there's a little bit Mechiach on the inside. L'chol HaPachas in the Beis HaMikdash, it should reflect on the outside. Same thing with the Yoifi. You see that the Torah makes something about Yoifi. She was Yifas Tayer, Yifas Mara. What's the Indian over there? I sheker achem, evel ayoifi. The answer is we're talking about a different kind of a yoifi over here. The yoifi is such, it's a pnimi is the yoifi that comes out on the outside as well. Vilna Goyen says, sheker achem, evel ayoifi, ishi yifas hashem, ishi yiras hashem, yitisala. Sheker achem, evel ayoifi. But ishi yiras hashem, then he tisala. The yoifi is also praiseworthy. Because the yoifi is only a reflection of the inner beauty of the person. So it's the same thing with Gvura, the Yaakov Avinu, Hagami sat and learned for 14 years in Torah Mateshes, but he reached such a madrega that the inner Gvura was shown on the outside as well. When Lavan saw Yaakov Avinu, says, Vayoras lekrosoi, vayichabikloi, vayinashikloi, Vayiviyehu el Beisai. And he brought him to his house. So Rashi says, Vayaris lekrosai, kisover a mom and hutar. He thought he had money. Vayichabitloi, he didn't see anything with him. So he says, maybe he brought gold, he has coins, and he has it on himself. Didn't find anything there. Vayinashikloi, Shema Margolia saved me. And he hid it in his mouth. They didn't find anything. So Chofetz Chaim asks the question, where did Chazal get such a thing, such a baitach shash? This is his uncle. You know, he sees his nephew, Mamish, he went to hug him and to kiss him. Like, where did Chazal see that he went only for the purpose of finding the money with him? So the emes is that the Bali Musar say that by someone that goes after his Yetzahara and has no morals or values, you could be choshirim for the worst thing. That's a klal. You find that, by different people of the same ilk, that when he does something, it's chazakeh that he does it for the wrong purposes. That's what the Bali Musa say. But the Chofetz Chaim says it's muchuk from the pasuk like that. Because at the end of the parsha, right, at the end of the parsha, it says, when Yaakov was leaving, it says, Vainashik lebonov lebnoisov. Doesn't mention a thing about kissing Yaakov, if he really loved his nephew so much. So he kissed his sons and his daughters. And Yaakov Avinu doesn't say where he kissed them. Shema Amina, when he saw he had nothing with him, he's not fit to kiss anymore. So Chofetz Chaim says it's mamish, it's muchuk from the pasuk itself. Another diuk in the pasuk, the Chofetz Chaim makes, it says, Vayasav Lovan is kolan shehamokim, Vayas Mishta. Shteit in the Medrash, that Lavan called together all of the people of the town for a party. They all removed their coats, and they took off their garbulot, and they put it on the side, and they waited for a suda to begin. So Lavan took all the clothing, with all the garbulot, and he borrowed money and used this as a mashkin. He gave it away as a mashkin, and then he made a suda based on the money that he borrowed, and at the end he told him, okay, you go be part of your own mashkinis. That's what he said. That was the suda that Lavan put together. So Chofetz Chaim asks again the question, where did Chazal get such a thing? So he says it's meduyik in the pasuk. It says, Vayas of Lavan is kolan shehamokoyim, and then Vayas mishta. That's not the derech. You first prepare a suda, and then you invite the people to come. right? And over here it says mamash the exact opposite. Vayes I've loved his kolanshe hamokoy. First he gathered them together, and then first he made the mishnah. The Teretz says he first had to get the money, so he gathered them all together. He got their clothing and so on, and then afterwards vayas mishnah. That was the conniving loving. After the whole story of Yaakov Avinu being with Lavan, and Lavan changed his schar 100 times over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yaakov and he told him that it's already time to go. It's time to leave. He got a special message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so right away you should pick yourself up, get your wives together with everybody, and time to go. Hashem said, no. Yaakov Avinu doesn't do that. First of all, he called Rachel and Leah out into the field. He spoke to them privately. There's no walls to have ears. Nobody could overhear. And he says, you know, Raisi's playing Avichem. I saw the face of your father. And your father, he changed my schar 100 times over, and so on and so forth. And they also said, yes, Halaykin Achriyos. He mistreated us, and they decided to go. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to go, you go. And here they're making ganze cheshbonos. Yaakov Avinu says, yeah, we have to go. It's kedai for us to go. And they say, yes, it's kedai for us to go. You're talking about the mufrish ba'avos. You're talking about two imoyes, tzidkaniyos, noshim tzidkaniyos. What's going on? Yeah, it pays for us to go. Not because Hashem told us. Shabeli Lopian, Zechatzavi B'Kodesh L'Bracha, used to say over the Yisoy from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, that when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as you could be makten in Yisoyim, you try and be makten in Yisoyim. If you could find good reasons why this is good for you, and it's not a hardship for you, then Adarabah V'Adarabah. You know, that's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha on you. Memela, they were trying to say, this is no big serious nefesh on our part to pick ourselves up with our children, with the whole mamish, with the whole entourage. L'chayu, he'd say, it's a very shverezach. No, Yaakov Avinu was saying, this is the best thing for us. We can't stay over here anymore. I see the way they're handling with us. I see what their attitude is to us. This is the best thing. And they also did the same thing. This is the best thing for us. Adarabba, we're being mistreated over here. Let's go for it. So they were being mocked in the Nisoyan. You know, it's hard to just pick yourself up and go. But they were saying it's a Gabal the Gazak. And he says that's the way a Yid has to go to his Avodah. Life is not always easy. Life has its hardships and all those things. But if you look Lamaisa, we're not being Moisa Nefesh. A Yiddish 11, you look at the life of a Yid. You look at the Yiddish mishpacha, you look at the Yiddish communities, you look at our children, you look at the whole halachah. It's mamish compared to what the guy lives, it's mamish, it's a gan eden. Yeah, we're talking about Olam Hazeh, and yeah, we're talking in Golos, and yeah, there are misyonos and there are hardships. But if you think about it, we're mamish living a beautiful life, molei bracha, and molei the simchas hachaim. We have goals that we don't always reach our goals, but we have goals, we have visions of the way we'd like our life to be, and by and large, we're getting there. So that's the way, and that's the mahalav that a person has to have. He has to have the sheifas, he has to have the hakura that he's reaching those sheifas. He might not be there yet. And there's tremendous nachas and simcha involved in the Yiddish way of life, and it's not a big mesiras nefesh. For someone that's out of it and doesn't realize what it is, what do these, you know, from a Yidden do? How do they keep a Shabbos? How do they, how? For us, it's a double portion. And for us, it's the greatest thing. That's the way a person has to live his life, to be machtened in his son as much as possible. A good Shabbos.